This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm your favorite camp counselor with the brown undies from Friday the 13th Part 2. It's Lauren Marie Taylor, and you are listening to the Horror Fry Podcast with Mike, Keith, and Michael. So, should we listen to my cabin or yours?
Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Horror Fry Podcast. That is Michael Combs.
And that's Mike Martin.
And that's Keith Clanton.
Howdy ho. Quick question for y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a fake award ceremony to celebrate the best and worst of your second season of your podcast?
Oh, my God.
Well, when you started with have you ever fake, I was like, well, you know.
Plenty of times. Well, y'all are in luck because that's what we're doing today. This is the second annual Horror Fried Award Ceremony. It doesn't mean anything, but we're going to give out awards for the best and worst of the season, y'all. Before we get started,
yes.
Y'all ready for Christmas?
Well, I mean, look, this year has been, well, hell, I feel like the last few weeks, because it's been a little while since we recorded last. Those of you that listen know that Keith was sick then, and I'd like to report that we're all still kind of like...
Still sick.
Cruddy.
Still sick.
It's starting in October, and it hasn't gone away.
Yeah,
it's like, I feel like we've all three knocked at death's door at least once in the last month and a half.
You know, I didn't even think about that, but we recorded that Halloween episode, and I was sick, and then it went away, and then I got sick again right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'm still coughing, so...
Yeah, it's fun up here.
Yeah, it's been a really great
welcome to
months.
Christmas in the South, where it's 60 degrees and then 30 degrees at night.
And then and tornadoes touch down a mile away from your house. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to Tennessee. It's a great time. Y'all, don't even get me started on that tornado. I saw today that it was announced that 7 tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee. So, y'all, we're recording this on, I don't fucking know, what's today?
The 14th.
The 14th. Is it a Thursday? Today's yes. Thursday. This happened on Saturday.
The 10th.
And when I tell y'all, my little heart couldn't take it. I was having a panic attack in the stairwell. I had a cushion on top of me. I had a pillow. I had my dogs. Y'all, it was a mess.
He was probably in there for a couple hours.
Yeah, probably 3 hours. I sat there. I was not moving. I drank 2 cocktails while I was in my hiding spot. After the fact, it was rough. It was really scary. I do not take storms lightly.
Or take them well.
No, I don't take them well. I don't even like a thunderstorm.
Did you lose power?
Hell yeah. As soon as it came through, like when the tornado was coming through, we lost power.
And then you were
Oh, I was. He told me. He was like, you were shaking.
I was trying to tickle his back, put the cushion on top of him. Peggy dove right in my lap, though.
Yeah, they knew. And then Buddy was in a headlock for me. So I'm surprised
he made it. And Ronnie's upstairs looking out the damn window as the tornado.
He went upstairs and looked out his window.
I mean, it was close. When we tell you it was close, it was close.
Well, from here, it was within like a couple of miles, right?
I think it was even closer than
that. No, not even.
Oh, well, because one came from Brick Church Pike.
Uh-huh.
So, But yeah, so close.
Very close.
It was crazy.
It was.
But anyways.
We survived. And
we're ready for Christmas.
Sort of.
The older I get, the less excited I am about Christmas. Because I love to give gifts. I really do like to give gifts. And see people's reaction when they open them. Like, oh my God, this is awesome. You know? And I like getting gifts too. I'm not even gonna lie. But decorating and the Christmas movies and the music, I really could just do without.
And you hate wrapping a present?
I hate wrapping. I've got a bedroom full of shit that I need to wrap. I ain't got nothing wrapped. Okay?
Oh, this is a bad Christmas for me, so...
And that's fine.
It does feel weird this year, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I literally don't honestly know why it feels so off than what it normally does, but... It does.
Now, unlike Keith, I do love a Christmas decoration, and I love a Christmas movie.
Oh, honey. And he's wrapped Christmas all his music. Gifts already. They're already under the tree.
Yeah. I don't like wrapping, but I'm like, I'll get it over with, and then I don't have to deal with it.
Well, I saw, literally on my Facebook memories today, there was, a video I posted, I think it was, 3 years ago, of me just like going like around the tree, like it was a little video of the gifts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, where's that spirit at? Because mm-hmm. that is not here today. So
yeah, it's been,
it's just a lot.
It's been different this year.
Well, and I think too, like, I feel like, so I went, anybody keeping up with my jobs, I went back to work at the distribution center, and it's a busy time. So I felt like I was working so much, I didn't give a shit if that tree ever made it up. Okay? I just...
barely home to enjoy it.
Yeah. So...
didn't even decorate for Halloween.
God, no. Well, I kind of, my house kind of stays decorated for Halloween, so I feel like that's not a big... a big loss. But apparently we're supposed to be going. Now, if y'all are from Nashville, the Gaylord Opryland Hotel and Resort. that's the official.
They don't sponsor name. Us.
They don't sponsor us. They probably won't ever sponsor us. But they have a really beautiful Christmas display every year inside the hotel and outside of the hotel. And you can walk around for free if it's a weeknight. On the weekends now, they charge you money, which I didn't used to before. But we're supposed to be doing that after we record tonight. I'm very excited about it.
Can't you tell?
I'm very excited about it.
Gonna listen to Christmas music all the way over there.
No, they'll play Christmas music the whole time we're in there. And it'll be like fucking Carrie Underwood's Oh Holy Night just over and over. You know it will be.
You only have 10 more days of Christmas music. You'll survive.
But you know what I do like doing when we go there? I like the Christmas trees that are like decorated. I don't know if they're actually by the decorated by
country
Little
stars.
Big Town, but like it's themed. I like those. I think those are cool. Some of them are really good. And then some are just really fucking stupid. But I think that's a cool idea.
I love it.
Do you love it?
I do love the lights.
Yes, I love the lights. He does love the light. We went to Zillumination. Was that last week?
Zillumination, yes.
That was fun.
That was my first time. That was your first time.
I was a virgin.
It was fun.
I was a Zillumination virgin.
There's not very many of those moments left. So.
No, there's not. There's really not. So, yeah. Okay, so we've got a lot of movies or... A lot of awards to get to. We have 8 awards. It's exhausting, okay? But before we do that, since this is the award ceremony, we're celebrating the movies we watched this year, I thought we should like maybe go through a little list of movies that were actually released this year that we saw in theaters. So I found a list of the top horror films of 2023 ranked in... what the percentage was on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
So basically what I did was I started at the top and went down and just did the top 10 movies on that list that we actually saw. Because there was a bunch of movies on there, but we didn't all see. Like, we maybe watched one that you hadn't seen or vice versa. So I just did the ones that I knew we saw. So I'm just going to go through the list, okay?
Okay.
And you can only answer with yay or nay. Okay. No, meh. Just yay or nay.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So what I'm going to do, do y'all want me to start at the bottom or the top of the list?
I start at 10.
You want me to start at 10? Okay.
Because I'm assuming number one is like
the highest ranked one. Yeah. And I have what number they were on the list as well as what their Rotten Tomatoes score was. So I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So on our list, this was actually number 68 on the list of best horror movies of 2023, 68. I mean, that's a lot of horror movies, okay? There's a lot in between I've never even heard of. But this one came in at 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong line. Sorry. It was an honorable mention that we're not going to go over. It was the nun, by the way. But that's not on our list. Sorry. Okay, so starting off at the 10th one. Okay, this was actually number 22. So, just for reference, 22 to 68. A lot of movies in between there we never saw. Okay. Right. But this one came in at 22 on the list with a 76% rating. It is Scream 6.
Yeah.
Yay?
Yay.
Yay.
And it's number 10?
Well, on our list, it's number 22 on the big list. Yeah. Here's my thing. Okay, so lately I've seen a lot of people talk about how much better Scream 5 was. And I have to politely disagree.
Oh.
Scream 5 did not do it for me.
No, I think for me... Scream 5 was pure, like, nostalgia, yeah, and that was it. Mm-hmm. But Scream 6 made up for it with actual, like, storyline.
And action.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I don't think Scream 6 is a perfect movie by any means. There's a lot of shit I didn't like about it. But I have already watched. Scream 6 has been out less amount of time, and I've watched it more than I have Scream 5.
Yeah.
I just like it better. Okay.
Scream 5 had scenes that I liked a lot, but as a movie, like as a whole.
Yeah, it was like, it was lackluster to me. I'm still pissed that like half the cast is still alive, but whatever, I don't want to get into it. All right, number 9 on our list. This movie came in at number 21, so right above Scream 6, with an 80% Rotten Tomatoes rating, Saw 10.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
It was shockingly one of the better ones we've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. So. I think so, too.
It was very good.
I feel like for me, well, you know, the other day they talked about there's a new one. They're getting ready. Yeah. They're going to release a new one. I'm actually really excited about it. I thought Saw X was the best one since the original.
I'd agree. I enjoyed
it. But I really
like
Saw 2 a lot.
I was about to say, I feel like I'd put it like third because the first two are just pretty much like perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, good. So far we're all on the same page. All right, next one. It came in at number 16 with an 84% rating, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yay.
Yay, right? It was good. We liked Thanksgiving. Next movie came in at number 14 with another 84% rating, Evil Dead Rise.
Absolutely yay.
Did you say yay?
Oh, yeah.
I would say yay. I liked it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I like that it took place in like an apartment building. They were all like trapped in there essentially, you know, I liked it. All right. Next one. It came in at number 11 with another 84% rating. Oh, I'm sorry. 87% rating. Infinity Pool.
Nay.
No. Yeah. That's a nay for me too. Yeah.
That did nothing for me.
I was really excited to watch it, but and y'all, people might come for me for this. Our 12 listeners might really come at me for this, but I just feel like Mia Goth is a one-trick pony. Like, after I saw that movie, I was like, well, can she do anything else? Because
she does nothing.
Pretty sure there's an episode earlier this season where we talk about this movie.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I am extremely excited for Maxine.
Oh, for sure. But that's a whole different franchise.
Yeah. So, yeah, Infinity Pool didn't do it for any of us. Okay. The next film came in at number 10 on their list with an 87%. So, again, right above Infinity Pool. This was Sick.
Hmm. Can I go,
No. Yay or nay? I'll say nay.
Yeah, I think I have to go nay. Even though people seem to love it, it just didn't do anything for me.
You know that that's hard for me because I love Williamson. Kevin Williamson everything.
Look, I love Kevin Williamson too, but that movie, the motive at the end for me, I was like, absolutely
that's
not.
The thing. Like, I feel like it dropped the ball for me. I was into it to a point, and then it just kind of...
ending felt really lazy to
me. So, I mean, I guess I'd have to say nay if I have to choose.
Yeah, you have to choose. That's why I said no. Meh. All yays are nays, okay?
What number are we at?
That's number 5 on our list. But have you watched it since?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so there you go. I feel like that's a really good indication of
if you go
really
back
yeah
and you
want
to.
Yeah.
Okay, but question.
Yeah.
Would you go back and watch that, or would you watch They, Them?
Well, I've already watched They, Them twice.
Well, but that's just because of the podcast.
Oh, I'd watch Sick again, probably.
Same.
Yeah. At least it was exciting. You know what I mean?
So, like, we have levels.
Yeah, it had good chase scenes. I mean, it had really good chase scenes in Sick, but it's just, meh. Nay. Okay. All right. So, that was number 5 on our list. So, this one's number 4. It came in at number 9 with an 87% rating, The Blackening.
Mm. Yay. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I'm saying yay. I fucking loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I loved every single person in that cast. And apparently they're making a sequel, and I'm here for it.
Michael.
I think I'm going to have to go nay. I didn't love it. I thought it tried way too hard.
Okay, well, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
It's fun.
All right. So here's our top 3, okay, movies we saw. So this one came in at number 8 with an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, Totally Killer.
You know, that's...
I'm going nay.
It was a nay for me. It didn't...
I didn't love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a nay for me, too.
I wanted to love it. It's like a girl goes back in the 80s and it's a slasher. 100%. Oh, my God. I'm going to love it. I was ready.
Yeah.
Okay. This one came in at number 5 overall with a 93% rating. Megan.
Look, I'm going to say yay. It was enjoyable for me.
I think I'm going to say nay.
I'm definitely going to say nay. I don't think I'll ever put that in on a rainy day.
If it was on the TV, I might watch it, but yeah, I'm not going to seek it out.
I definitely didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Like
Now, I feel like it was a fun little movie, but I just...
My favorite part was her little dance.
Mine too. It's the only thing I took away from. No, that's not my favorite part. My favorite part was when the mom was talking to the boy, and he's like, oh, fuck you, Linda, or whatever her name is. I don't know. That was funny. That was my favorite part in the whole movie.
I just still can't get over, which is one of the cheesiest parts for me, is when, don't they sing like See Ya?
Yes.
Which I thought was absolutely ridiculous, but.
Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. All right, so this one overall, number 1 on our list, came in at number 4 on Rotten Tomatoes list with a 94% rating. Talk to Me.
Absolutely nay.
Abso-fucking-lutely nay.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit what any of y'all say. This movie was so goddamn boring. I hated it. I hated it. That's... Okay, maybe that's... Let me take it down a notch. I really disliked it.
So that was their number 4?
That was number
4.
So
what was their actual number 1?
I didn't know those movies. I feel like 2 of them may have been foreign films. But I thought, God, I should really like look at this list and watch some of these movies. But there was a lot. So like, again, I only did the top 10, but The Nun 2 was number 68 with a 52% rating, which I thought was a little crazy. I liked it better than the original Nun. And then The Last Voyage of the Demeter was number 72 on the list with a 49%. And believe it or not, the Exorcist Believer movie was below both of those, which... Here's my thing, though, with, like, the Exorcist movie. I feel like there's a lot of movies that have come out this year that people have dogged, and I've been like, y'all, it wasn't that bad.
And then movies that people loved, Talk to Me. Yeah.
But the Exorcist, I was thinking about this when I was making this list, and I was like, you know, if this wasn't an Exorcist movie and they called it something else, I think more people would have liked it.
I could see that.
I thought it was a pretty decent movie. I didn't dislike it. I would actually give it a yay if it was on our list.
Oh, I for sure. agree.
You know? So all three actually, of those, I was going to say The Nun, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, I'd probably give them all yays.
I would too.
The Last Voyage of the Demeter was, it was a slow burn and it was a little surprise yay for me.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't go into it thinking that I was going to like it as much as I did.
Yeah. Well, let's be real. We only saw it because it was free.
True.
We got free passes to go see it. But I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm like you. I didn't think I was going to like it all that much, but I thought it was shot really well. The acting was good. I liked it. All right, well, that's it. That's our 2023 horror film year in review, I guess. So
that's our horror-fried wrapped.
Our horror-fried wrapped, yes. All right, do we want to go through these nominations?
Let's do it.
Okay, so just to give you guys some background, we did this last year. We have 8 categories. We have Best Male in a Leading and Supporting Role, Best Female in a Leading and Supporting Role, Best Kill, Best Villain, Best Soundtrack or Score, and obviously we've got to talk about the bad performances too, so Worst Performance.
The best of the worst.
And these are all movies that we've watched this season. So what we did initially was everybody picked their top 5 in each category, sent them to me, I compiled them, and then made a ballot based on
those picks.
Yes, thank you.
Any overlap?
Yeah.
Like so, if all 3 of us picked the same,
obviously they were going to be nominated. Place. Yeah. So all of those nominations have been kept top secret on my iPad until this very moment. So when we go through them, Michael and Mike don't know what the nominees are, which I want to keep it that way because it's fun. I like a level of surprise. But I do have the winners, so they will go through the categories, and then I will tell you who won. And I can maybe even give a little you know, information about the voting, because some of them are really close, and then some of our picks in certain categories were all over the fucking place. So,
well, as much as we are alike, we are all very different.
That's true.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. So
Mike's gonna kick us off.
Yeah, Mike, kick us off.
Let's see what the best of the worst is. Ladies and gentlemen,
from the Horror Fried Podcast, please welcome Michael Martin.
Yay! Thank you. Okay, so first up is worst performance.
Boo!
And the nominees are. Okay. Are these in order? Or is this not in order?
They're just
random order.
Yeah, they're just. Yeah.
Okay. Kathleen Rowe McAllen as Julie/Gabriel in Fear No Evil.
Boo!
Theo Germain as Jordan Lewis, they, them. Thomas Decker as Stephen Thompson, All About Evil. Stefan Arngrim as Andrew Williams, Fear No Evil. Anna Lore as Kim Hartman, they, them. And Redman as Redman, Seed of Chucky.
Do we do a drum roll?
Sure. Okay, not so much that you're rattling my drink now. Come on. Just a little light drum roll is fine. Like that.
Can you do that?
This isn't the little drummer boy.
Yeah. All right, and the winner, the chicken wing for worst performance, goes to Kathleen Rowe McAllen as Julie Gabriel from Fear No Evil. God.
She was awful.
Are y'all surprised by that?
No.
There's a reason that Fear No Evil
is on there twice. And they/them, that wouldn't have surprised me.
Okay,
either.
Well, let me just say, the Thomas Decker nomination, I did not agree with at all.
Well, you know what? As Mike said, we're all different people. We all have different opinions.
I did not agree with it at all. But anywho, well-deserved, Kathleen. Well-deserved. Congratulations.
You'll get your chicken wing via mail. In the mail.
Your bland-ass chicken wing in the mail.
No spice.
No spice.
So I guess that brings us to the next category.
She sent her a raw one. Not even cooked.
Give her salmonella.
I'll do that to her.
Next category is best score or soundtrack. And the nominations are Knife and Heart.
Okay.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Boop, boop, boop. A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Fear Street 1994. Jawbreaker and Sleepaway Camp.
Man, Jawbreaker seems
And the winner is
The winner is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I mean,
not mad about it.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, you cannot.
I'll tell you that it was because again, I'm looking at the numbers here, and it was a pretty solid sweep for Rocky Horror. All of us voted for it. But interestingly enough, I forgot to mention this. So for worst performance, Kathleen Rowe McAllen actually tied with Theo Germain, but since only two of us voted for Theo and three of us voted for Kathleen, that's how she won. So they both had the same amount of votes.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, and I guess I should say, whenever we voted, you guys, like we
did them in order. Huh? Did we do them in order?
Well, we did, like, you could assign points to certain people or whatever. Wait, did y'all know the nominations?
A little bit, remember?
Well,
not all of them.
We didn't know because you made us like split up our numbers.
Yes.
So we wouldn't really know who ended up on it.
Gotcha. That's right. I couldn't remember if I know there was a few times I would message you and say, okay, you're going to have to pick two out of whatever.
And let's be real. Uh-huh. I barely remember what I chose. So.
Okay, great.
I know that was a long time.
But honestly, looking at like this list of these soundtracks and scores, I'm like, I'm not mad about any of these.
No, they're all solid.
They're all good.
Yeah, they're all solid. I feel like I gave most of my points to Fear Street just because I love that score. But Rocky Horror Picture Show, like, obviously, I feel like clear winner here.
Right. But you can never go wrong with Marco Beltrami,
no.
So.
No.
All right. Oh. All right. Next up, best kill. It's a big one, sort of. Coach Snyder in A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Miss Sorrel? Sorrel?
Your guess is good.
And High Tension. Kate Schmidt in Fear Street 1994. Anton and Company. In The Perfection, Sam Rawson in Single White Female. Lois McKenna in Knife Heart.
Knife Heart.
Knife and Heart, yes.
In the good movie Knife Heart. All right, so the winner of that one is...
That's how you say it in subtitles.
Kate Schmidt in Fear Street 1994.
That was a good kill.
Again, I mean, pretty much a clear sweep, a clean sweep for Kate
doesn't
Schmidt.
Doesn't surprise me.
Very, very good kill. I think that actually won the Fangoria Chainsaw Award for Best Kill at whatever Chainsaw Awards Fangoria ceremony Awards, that was. Yeah. Yeah. So great job, Kate Schmidt. We'll send your extra crispy Nashville hot chicken wing to you in the mail, girl.
Girl, little girl.
Little girl.
The next category is Best Villain. Mm. And our nominees are Luke Weaver as the Devil Daddy in Hellbent. Oh. Okay. Doug Bradley as Pinhead in Hellraiser. Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare in Elm Street 2. Rose McGowan as Courtney Shea in Jawbreaker. Susan Tyrell as Aunt Cheryl Roberts in Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker. And Megan Fox as Jennifer Check in Jennifer's Body.
Okay.
Okay.
And the winner is... Rose McGowan is Courtney Shea.
Yes! Come through, yes. Queen!
So, this was another one that actually tied, but because three of us voted for this person versus two, she won. So, the runner-up would have actually been Susan Tyrell as Aunt Cheryl Roberts in Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker.
Well, all those performances are great.
Are great. As well, villains. It's funny because I was like, best villain, I mean, we've got like classics in there too, like Pinhead and right. Freddy Krueger, so... yeah, congrats, Rose McGowan.
I had no idea Jennifer's last name was Check.
Yeah, Jennifer Check. I had to look it up.
I don't think I knew that either. No. Although I'm really excited to think about what that chicken wing's going to look like next to your other awards.
All right, what's up next?
Oh, shit.
Mike, I need you to...
Male performance and a supporting role. Ooh. And the nominees are Fred Hechinger as Simon in Fear Street 1994, Nicholas Murray as Archibald Langevin, Knife Heart, Austin Crute as Toby O'Neill in They Them, Benjamin Flores Jr. as Josh Johnson, Fear Street 94. Richard O'Brien as Riff Raff, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And Doug Bradley as Pinhead in Hellraiser.
Okay. This one wasn't pretty much another clean
sweep.
Okay, well, I'm done for the night. Another clean sweep. This was Fred. I'm not sure if it's Hechinger or Hechinger.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But as Simon from Fear Street 1994.
He was a fun character.
He was amazing in it. So good. And if you haven't seen The White Lotus, you should definitely watch that too, because he's really good in it.
He is. So that brings us to our next category, female performance in a supporting role. And the nominees are Patricia Quinn as Magenta in The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Carrie Preston as Dr. Cora Whistler in They/Them, Kim Myers as Lisa Weber in A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Cassandra Peterson as Linda Thompson in All About Evil, Nell Campbell as Columbia in The Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Judy Greer as Fern Mayo Violet in Jawbreaker.
Mm-hmm. All right, the winner. The best. I feel so stupid. Nobody cares about this. We do, though. We do. This is fun for us. So, but the winner was Carrie Preston as Dr. Cora Whistler in They Them, which well deserved. Very little screen time.
She should have had more.
And was so good in her one scene with Theo Germain. so good.
She was, and she cross stitched.
Oh my god! When I saw the cross stitch, I was like, done. She's getting all five of my points. So
that was surprisingly a like much more impressive category than the male one.
In supporting,
I think for us it's easier to do female roles, but
yeah, I think we just like the female performances a little better. Yeah. You know what I mean? However, I do think there is some great ones in the next in the leading category. Okay. So,
male performance in a leading role, and the nominees are Mark Patton as Jesse Walsh, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Jimmy McNichol as Billy Lynch, Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker. Dylan Fergus as Eddie and Hellbent. Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. And Kevin Bacon as Owen Whistler, They, Them.
All right. The winner is... I don't think anybody's going to be shocked by this. Tim Curry.
Okay.
Not of at all. Course, as Dr. Frankenfurter.
Oh, God, I thought it was going to be Kevin Bacon.
Were you sweating?
He's sweating bullets over there.
Are you sweating?
He's very nervous.
I'm going to be honest. I can't believe Dylan Fergus, bless his heart, was nominated. And I think both of you nominated him, actually.
Well,
so
I can't believe you didn't think that Thomas Dekker was as bad as he was.
Okay, well, whatever.
So
this
that,
is my favorite award.
This is our obviously. Final category of the night. Female performance in a leading role. Oh, I think I already know who won. Our nominations are Rose McGowan as Courtney Shea in Jawbreaker, Susan Tyrell as Aunt Cheryl Roberts in Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker, Vanessa Paradis as Anne Perez in Knife and Heart, Susan Sarandon as Janet Weiss in The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Catherine Deneuve as Miriam Blaylock in The Hunger, and Jennifer Tilly as Jennifer Tilly in Seed of Chucky.
Well, she does. She plays herself. All right. The winner in this one won by landslide. It was the biggest landslide of the night.
You think?
It is Rose McGowan as Courtney Shea.
Well deserved, Rose McGowan.
She paved the way so bitches like Regina George could crawl. Okay.
Yes.
So, very exciting.
I mean, clearly she got.
Who was the run? Do you know who the runner up was on that?
I do. The runner up. Okay, so she got 7 total points. The runner up got 3 points.
Catherine.
And it was Susan Tyrell. Vanessa Paradis actually got 2 points, and then each of the others got 1 point apiece. But that's a good. I felt like those are really good. That's a good lineup.
All great, strong performances.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really sad, and it's unfortunate that no one could be here live tonight to get their chicken wing.
We'll just accept.
Maybe next year.
But we're going to accept all the chicken. I just want the mild chicken wings, please.
You're accepting them on their behalf.
I'm going to accept them, yes, on their behalf. So congratulations.
Congrats to all our winners.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're thrilled to know that you won the Horror Fried Chicken Wing for 2023. Ugh. We take this way too seriously. You know, I was actually going to cross-stitch a chicken wing and put on it Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner and like have it as whatever, but I didn't.
What?
You should have, and then I did know. A post.
I was busy. I was busy doing other cross-stitching.
Like, wondering, though, why did we not do, like, a best movie?
Well, that's because...
That was best in our ranking, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, best in our ranking. So we can actually talk about that. The best movie of the year was Jawbreaker. It got a perfect score of 5. So it was a Nashville Hot, and I believe it was our only Nashville Hot of the year. So rounding out our top 5 films from this season. So again, obviously Jawbreaker was number 1. The Perfection came in 2nd place with a 4.5. The Rocky Horror Picture Show in 3rd place with a 4.5. So they kind of tied. Fear Street 1994 with a 4.4 rating. And we actually have a 3-way tie for our 5th place.
Oh.
High Tension, Jennifer's Body, and Sleepaway Camp. All got a 4.
Okay.
So, do you want to know the worst? What we, like our bottom?
three or something.
I wonder. I can guess what the bottom one might be.
What's the bottom one, Michael?
Fear No Evil.
Yes, it got a 1.8 out of 5. Surprised it got that good of a score, if I'm being completely honest. So Fear No Evil was our lowest ranked movie at a 1.8, followed by They Them with a 2.5, All About Evil 2.75, The Rift was a 3.1, and rounding out our bottom five was, actually this is a pretty decent score, but it was Knife and Heart with a 3.3. I feel like overall we rated these movies. But we liked them a little more than the majority of some of the movies we covered the first season, right? Like, I feel like there was a lot more movies that we really enjoyed this season.
I agree.
Well, and 3.3, I mean, is out of 5.
Yeah, that's not a bad score.
Like, it's above average.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think since we're talking about awards, I think, Mike, why don't you, we won an award.
Mike, what? Why he got?
I think
it?
Mike has some news.
Oh, well, Mike. What's the news?
Well, so for all of us listeners that follow us, all of us listeners, we listen ourselves.
Look, we don't like to give ourselves kudos. This is awkward. Okay,
but this was a big deal. It was a big shock.
So every year, our local magazine.
Yeah, it's a Nashville magazine.
Weekly magazine.
Nashville Scene does Best of Nashville for the year.
In all kinds of
categories. All sorts of different categories. It's all over the place. But one of the categories is Best Podcast in Nashville, and we were number 3. And they only tell you the top 3.
Yeah.
So it's just, that place. Was us.
And this is Reader's Poll. This people had to go and vote.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thank you for everyone that voted. That was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Now, of course, we mentioned it when it happened, but I don't think we haven't really gotten a chance to talk about it while we were recording. So,
yes,
very exciting for us. So next year, we want to climb those ranks even a little higher. Maybe get second place. Okay. Look, I don't always have to be first place, but I mean, third place is good. I'd love to get second place next year. So y'all keep listening to us, please. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Spread the word. We'd really like to get up to 14 listeners this year. Oh. Will you turn your phone off? We are in the middle of something. Jesus fucking Christ.
Can we
announce
and let people know what our theme is next season?
Well, do you want to do that or do you want to let them? Oh, we could probably go ahead.
I think we should tell them. I mean, just go ahead and... We can tell them the...
Yeah, I'm not going to say the movies. Yeah, yet,
but we can tell them the topic.
Well, I posted something on Instagram because I just wanted some insight. Like, what should we cover for our third season? Like, you guys, send me some themes that you would want covered. And actually, I don't know why Mike Martin decided to answer the
his own poll. Our own poll.
Yeah, our own poll. He could have just... texted me, maybe mentioned it in passing.
Look, I wanted to make sure my vote was heard.
Well, it was heard. Bitch, because that's what we're doing. We are tackling the supernatural, which we've got a bunch of really fun movies planned that I'm really excited about. Vampires aren't like my that's definitely a Mike thing. Michael loves a werewolf creature feature.
I do.
I love a possession movie, so
the and like a zombie,
yeah,
like
a zombie. I do love a zombie. Yeah.
There's a lot under this umbrella.
There's a lot. I mean, there's
hauntings,
witches, special powers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good season. So
very excited. It is going to be a fun season.
Be on the lookout for a. When we start to announce them.
Oh, yeah. Trailer dropping soon. I've already...
We'll be back in 2024.
So, yeah. We haven't picked a schedule yet. I almost feel like we should start in February.
We usually do, don't we?
Well, it was January last year. But I thought if we start in February this year and kind of run through October, then we'll do our last episode. And then it can be like a Halloween episode, too. You know what I mean? That way there's not as much of a gap in between. So, that's what we're thinking. We haven't picked a... date yet, but definitely stay tuned.
We will be back.
That trailer is dropping soon. I worked very hard on it.
You too.
Not really. I just did a lot of
clipping. Follow us on the Insta for all the updates.
For all the updates. Anything else you guys want to... I mean, this is our last episode of 2023. So everybody's been very good to us. Thanks yes. for the reviews.
Thanks for all the support.
Make sure you're subscribing and all that jazz.
Yeah. And most importantly, listening.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Have we already thanked, like, the people that were on the show this season, too?
Yeah, we did that at the...
We did that at the Halloween episode.
Did we? Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. Good deal. So, shout out to all those people. We love y'all. You know who you are. You're welcome to come back anytime. All you gotta do is ask.
We love all of y'all. You get a double shout out.
Double shout out. Love y'all. Mean it. I can pretty much guarantee when this drops, I know of one person that's been a pod reg... I know what movie they'll want to be on, but I can't say because I haven't announced the movies yet.
Oh,
but I'm talking about you, Maggie Blaine. I already know what movie you're going to want to do with us when the list drops. So anywho, I can't say anything else, y'all. I'm going to spill the beans. Stop. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, I think that's it.
We're about to go look at these Christmas lights and I am excited.
You better be.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm going to go in there and spread some Christmas cheer.
You better.
Maybe there'll
spread
be some
it all over the place.
Maybe there'll be some animals for you to pet like there was.
There's not going to be any animals there. A bunch of Republicans, maybe.
Yeah, you got to pet a donkey.
I did get to pet a donkey. Oh, it was so sweet.
It was sweet.
I loved all the animals.
His he loves was, a jackass.
Well, I'm dating well, you.
I
so.
Was about to.
Oh,
it's like you.
Well, with that, goodbye, people.
I was about to say you literally set yourself up for that, so I don't even feel bad about it. All right, you guys. Okay. Well, we're out. We got to go to Gaylord. Okay.
The gays got to go to Gaylord.
Yeah, we do. All right. Love y'all. Mean it. Thanks
Merry
for
Christmas.
Listening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Christmaka, Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Whatever you celebrate,
or if you don't celebrate at all, that's fine too. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next year.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.